times. By the time I reached Austin, I felt like a ton of bricks had been lifted from my chest and stomach. After I followed Joe's suggestions, the energy completely shifted inside of me. The anger and hurt were gone. It was truly amazing. The working environment with my employee is fine now. Suzanne, if anyone asks me if this system really works, I say it absolutely works. Signed, Victoria Schaefer, Publisher, Petal Ranch Publications, Wimberley, Texas.
This is a dream I was given in October 2006, and it fits in perfectly with Ho'oponopono. It was submitted by Denise Kalonsky of Shreveport, Louisiana.
I saw a world without prisons because there was no need for them as a result of the philosophy of Ho'oponopono. The simplicity of the message of Ho'oponopono, which was shared by Dr. Len, Joe, myself, and others who practice it, was being shared all over the world in programs and seminars. These programs taught people, especially young children, how to love themselves, and in so doing, to love one another. I saw in my dream, teaching seminar after seminar, attended by thousands and thousands of people. In these seminars, I was inspiring people to remember who they truly are, their divine nature, and what to do to be that person, to remember that their true nature is to love. In this dream, I saw a teenage youth gang member pointing a gun at another gang member's head, threatening to shoot him. The youth under threat had just attended my seminar at his school. He kept talking about a miracle and wanted his tribe to experience the miracle too. But they were sick and tired of hearing about it. In this seminar, he remembered his true nature. He was sharing his revelation with his fellow gang members, and they felt threatened by his message because it was all too simple, and it just seemed too easy and hoaxy. You see, in the seminar this young gang member had attended, he walked onto the stage and shot me in the gut. As I lay on the floor, my blood and life force flowing out of my body, I had the youth brought over to me, and I embraced him, and I whispered in his ear, "Please forgive me. I love you." And I died in his arms, embracing him with every ounce of love in my being. In that instant, the youth got the message. As he embraced my dead body, he whispered to me through his sobs and tears, "Please forgive me. I love you." In that instant, life force returned to my body, and we were both filled with a beautiful golden light that was so powerful, everyone in the audience and for miles around us could feel the love we two generated together. As this love energy was noticed by those it touched, it grew larger and larger and spread out farther and farther. But not everyone was yet willing to notice. This young gang member of whom this story is about, this young man who now held a gun to his own brother's head, was unwilling to notice and receive the love. The saved youth said to him, "Please forgive me. I love you." And embraced him and loved him as if he were loving and embracing all the darkest parts of himself. And then it happened. The two were filled with the golden glow of love energy, and the other youth took the time to notice it and receive this love he was being given. When he got it, he said to the other, "Please forgive me. I love you, brother. Please forgive me." Guess what happens next? The two were filled with a beautiful golden globe of love energy, which grew larger and larger as it filled the room and touched each gang member, and they too noticed the love and received it. This golden love energy poured out into the streets and for miles and miles around. As others noticed, they passed it on, and this golden love energy grew and traveled farther and wider until the entire globe was filled with love. This is the golden age, the age of love. This is why we have been given this gift of Ho'oponopono, to remember who we are and that our true nature is to love. We all just want to be loved. beautiful dream, isn't it? It would make a beautiful movie to tell the story of Ho'oponopono. I think of the movie Pay It Forward, and what an impact that is making in the world. The world is ready for Ho'oponopono. Within the first 7 days after I returned home from Joe Vitale's very first manifestation weekend, I could hardly count the number of miracles that happened. Like a sponge, I soaked up all the energy, the lessons, and the message, and my results continue to manifest at lightning speed. To name a few of my tangible results, new clients flock to me. New contracts seem to appear out of thin air. I've been approached for countless joint ventures. My opt-in list has increased by more than 300% at the time of this writing. I've been asked to make a number of celebrity appearances, and I can hardly keep up with all the amazingly inspired ideas that come to me out of the clear blue sky. To think, just 3 months earlier, I was an unknown in my industry. All of this happened without force, without trying, and without any real effort on my part. It has all quite literally flowed to me easily, effortlessly, abundantly. When I get an inspired idea, I now take action immediately, and I'm positively blown away by the results. I have frequently used the Ho'oponopono eraser method to grow my business exponentially, and I can't wait to see what I create next as I continue to return to the whiteboard and clean, clean, clean. Thank you, Joe and Dr. Hulin. Eternally grateful, Amy Scott Grant.
Joyce McKee wrote,
"During the past year, I took on a new role. I was a caretaker. My mother left her home of many years to relocate nearer her daughters, partly because of some challenges in our lives. Shortly thereafter, my sturdy, lifelong rock matriarch was diagnosed with congestive heart failure and small cell lung cancer. Wonderfully and gracefully, she chose to